there.
Kelly wasn't there. So Gene Black said, I vote for Tom Brennan. Thomas G. Kavanaugh said, I vote for Tom Kavanaugh. I said, I vote for myself. Paul Adams said, I vote for Tom Kavanaugh. And Tom Kavanaugh said, I vote for myself. So at that point, we had, I had two votes, and Tom Kavanaugh had three. Chief Justice said, well, let's find out how Harry Kelly votes. And so they summoned Harry Kelly's secretary. Lord, what was her name? Velma.
She was the one that was that did the. She was a terrific administrative. She wrote opinions, or you know, did a lot of law work. Did she?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think she did. No. No, I think she was an excellent secretary and took good care of Harry. But I never knew her to do any legal work as such. He had law clerks, long standing law clerks. At that time, his law clerk was, I think, Wes Hackett. But in any case, I'm pretty sure her name was Velma. There was a Velma, and I think that's who it was. But so she was summoned, and she had been in contact with Harry, and of course he knew what was happening and who he was going to vote for. So she entered. She was entered the room, and John Deathmers inquired of her how her boss was going to vote. And she said that Justice Kelly votes for Judge Brennan, or Justice Brennan. So now, the score is 3-3. And it now comes to the Chief Justice to make his decision. And he stands up, and he stands behind his chair, and he begins to talk about the court and his years on the court and how he had been Chief Justice the longest of any other person and so on, and the accomplishments of his time as Chief Justice and so on, and how he had felt that he had always done a good job and et cetera, et cetera. And after saying all these things, he says, but it seems that others around here don't feel as I do, that my job has been so able. And so it seems the court is going to appoint someone else rather than me to be the Chief Justice. So now it comes to me to vote for one of the two candidates. And the two candidates are Justice Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh and Justice Thomas E. Brennan. And both of these gentlemen have a first name of Thomas. So I am going to tell you all now, and he's dragging this out and dragging it out. I'm going to tell you all now that I will break the tie between Justice Thomas Kavanaugh and Justice Thomas Brennan, and I will break the tie by voting for Thomas, and he paused. He looked around, and he let it hang there for about 30 seconds. And then he smiled and he said, Brennan. Well, I thought to myself, what a show this guy put on, you know. And so I got up and thanked everybody for their support. And took the chair at the head of the table. Because I was young and because I was anxious to do a good job and certainly didn't see myself as somebody that could begin dictating to all these senior justices the moment that I took over, I jump right into the business of the court. And since we had no administrative meeting in January, we had 2 months of administrative business to attend to, including cases and applications for leave and so forth to review and to decide. I jumped right into the agenda for the day and kept the judges there through the lunch hour, and which was rare. We never did that in those days. I sent the clerk out for sandwiches and paid for it out of my own pocket, and kept them right through, working right through until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, I suppose the Capitol Press Corps knew that today was the day for the Chief Justiceship, and I don't know whether they had any idea that there was something going on, but by mid-morning, the court was issuing orders and things were coming down, and they were being stamped by the clerk of the court, Thomas E. Brennan, Chief Justice, for signature. And that is how the press first discovered that there was a new Chief Justice in Michigan. And I suspect that they realized it was a somewhat stunning or interesting development, at least, that this youngest member of the court was the Chief Justice. So they were anxious to find out the story, and the message came in from the clerk that the press wanted me to meet with them and so forth, and I said, I can't. The court has a lot of work to do today. I'll meet with them tomorrow. You may set up a press conference in the morning. And we worked late, and that night I went over to the hotel. I don't know whether it was called the Jack Tar or what in those days, to have dinner, and I went there with Thomas G. Kavanaugh. And on the way through the lobby of the hotel, I ran into Al Sandner. You remember Al?
Oh, yes.
And